This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
What's the tip?
Big boy in a fifth.
Forget it. The fifth goes off at three. We going to the track?
You're listening to Race Day at Fairmont Park on lineupmedia.fm.
And it off.
With a different story on every face.
I'm going to Hawaii! I'm going to Hawaii!
It's falling back.
I'm not going to Hawaii!
Will they make it through?
I like the two horse. It's got front wraps.
Big money on the four horse.
I like the six. That's the horse. That's it.
I always bet on five.
The number one horse.
I like the four. Number four. Four.
I like the six.
I like the four horse.
And you lay your money down when you cross the line.
Here comes the champ. I mean it. You are the champ. Believe me, you got more guts than you got sense. I love it.
Now your host, Jono Kabingian.
Welcome, welcome back, race fans, to another great show here at Race Day at Fairmont Park. And Brian, good to have you on board, my friend.
It's good to be back.
Well, folks, we haven't been able to do this show for a while now, and I get it. We've been having a lot of messages from you folks out there. Where's the show? People out there at the track are asking, where's the show? Well, I tell you what, we've had different projects on Lineup Media, and I've just been full-hearted into that right now. And, you know, whenever I can get away, Brian, I'm going to make it happen with Race Day at Fairmont Park. But right now, it's just a, you know, hit-and-miss type of thing we got going here.
Yeah. I mean, it is what it is.
It is what it is. And our Lineup Media group is getting bigger and bigger every day. And we're actually on the verge of some series coming out on Netflix from Lineup Media.
Yeah, so, crazy things are happening.
Crazy, crazy. I can't get really into that right now, but you know what? I got a show today, so what the hell? Let's turn it loose and let's see what else has been happening here. A lot of great stuff in the works. A lot of buzz about the future with sports betting in Illinois. I think sports betting would be great, man. You got horse racing. And then you open up a little sports book at Fairmont Park to where you can bet on football games, basketball games, all that stuff, baseball games, kickback. You got the horses going off. You got a lot of action going on, man. And that's what people want. Sometimes a 50-50 shot between two teams going after each other, it's much better odds than six horses and you're trying to pick one winner out of the six.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's a big buzz in Illinois. Hopefully Fairmont Park can cash in on that. And Illinois, a lot of strange shit's been happening. I got to tell you, you got the marijuana bill. It's become recreational now.
Yeah, they passed it in the
Senate,
yeah,
right?
The state Senate.
Now so it's got to go through the House.
Yes. And then
I would have thought it has to go through the House first and then go to the Senate.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure. As you well know, I don't live in Illinois as well. So, I haven't actually been keeping track of it this time around, but yeah, it's got to go through a couple more things before it's fully legalized, and then after that,
right.
Toke up.
I wonder if you could toke up at the racetrack too.
I don't know.
Down the line
maybe.
I mean they allow them to smoke.
But they could listen to a particular other podcast while they're doing it.
Oh, yeah. We got the Joker, the Smoker, and the Toker, too, folks. So it's out there right now. You guys could check us out at, I guess, our Facebook page, too. The Joker, the Smoker, and the Toker. I don't know. That's I'm part of that, too. So Brian threw me right there. I go to that Downstate Horseman site on Facebook. And I tell you what, man. We got Dan O'Halloran. He wrote a nice article. I mean, it was a nice post, and it wasn't really nice about what was happening, but it just, to me, it was just nice that you got horse racing at Fairmont Park, and you got a guy like Dan who really, really does care, and a lot of conviction on the guy, and I love that. Yeah, he's all about horse racing, and it's going to take people like that, Dan O'Halloran's out there, to make things right for horse racing, because a lot of negativity is out there, and you got guys like him that are, they're not getting paid for this. They're just wanting things to go right, and God bless, people like Dan O'Halloran out there that are informative, telling people what's going on out there, election and all this stuff. I think we need people like him, I think that's the way we succeed with all the negative, like I said, all the negative shit out there on horse racing. There's still people that do care about this business, and they're not making anything on it. They're just doing it just to salvage something that they love. So it's beautiful to me.
How could anybody look down on horse racing, though?
Look, to be honest with you, it had a black eye during that Kentucky Derby, with them disqualifying that one horse that West had. But you know what? In my mind, it had to go down. The horse had to go down. I don't mean to go down, but the horse had to be disqualified. He did cut the other horses off. He didn't pull to the outside. I don't care. It could be a claiming race of 4,000, or it could be the Kentucky Derby. If it happened, it happened. It's got to be like that, all right? Then you got the Preakness. The horse doesn't get out of the gate. And that, to me, I think the judges say, you know what, give the people a little feedback here. Show them that we love them in this game. And whoever bet on the horse should have got their money back. Nah, they didn't. The horse reared up at the start, got out of start. The jockey falls off, and there you got a horse loose running around the track too. And anyone that bet on the horse loses. So, there's little fine nitpick type of stuff that we have to still get right on horse racing. But people like Dan O'Halloran out there that are working their asses off, salute to you guys. Salute to you guys. Tomorrow night is horse racing night, but we got the St. Louis Blues playing tomorrow night at 7 p.m. too. So
might be a bit overshadowed.
Yeah, I would think so, because I think the people that go to the horse race usually are people that like the hockey game, too, around here. So they come hand in hand. I don't know how the hell Fairmont's going to do that. I would get that big screen in the middle of the field and convert that into a St. Louis Blues show right there and have people watch that. And during the race, I don't care. Don't even put the race on, all right? Just have that Blues game going off right there. And people are going to bet the horses anyway.
Yeah.
All right, so I don't know. I know people want to see how their horse is doing, but bring yourself some binoculars.
Yeah.
Watch it around the track. I don't know what else to tell you,
I mean, I'm not trying to diminish the great sport or the track there, but, I mean, this is the Blues in the Stanley Cup Finals.
Right, so. Right. I mean, this is one-time deal, 49 years.
Yeah,
49 exactly. years. Brian, that's
I never thought it was going to happen. I honestly didn't.
It's unbelievable. And I know guys like Scotty Becker, who's a trainer out there. He's been with them. We got Steve Manley. He goes out there with Scotty Becker all the time to watch the Blues play. These guys have been there from day one when they were going down, and they propelled themselves up again. And God bless. These are the true fans that need a Stanley Cup here. All right, Boston Bruins, you guys have had your Stanley Cups. You have your New England Patriots. You have your Boston Red Sox. This is a big deal to us, man. This is a big deal. You even got the Boston Celtics. That's a winner. That's a winning town right there, Boston. We've done what? They've got the Rams that did it back in the 99, I think it was.
Yeah.
And then you got the St. Louis Cardinals. And I'm not even a Cardinal fan. So, but the Blues somehow, it's like Phoenix rising again or something. I don't know how to describe it, but it's beautiful.
Totally get it.
All right. Are you ready for me to go into my
Let's get racing? Into the racing.
Yeah. All right. Let's do that. Folks, we got the first race here, a maiden claiming going 1 mile. There's only one horse in here that I really like, and that's, I think that's the five horse. Let me check this out. Okay, yeah. Spanish Coyote. And you got the two horse here, Chettle, at 7-5. And you got the five horse here, Spanish Coyote. No, you got two horses. I'm sorry here. But one of these two are going to win. I think this is a nice exacta box, this one. We got a 2-5. They're the only horses in this race that have even been around the winner's circle. All right, close to it. I mean, they've been second place. But here's the kicker. Here's the kicker that I want you guys to know about. You know what? I'm going to throw that right out the door. I'm going to throw the 2 and a 5 out the door here. I've been going back and forth on this one, Brian. I just been going crazy with the 2 has not put a back-to-back good race ever. 19 starts on this horse, on Chettle. The 7-5 2 horse. Not one time has this horse come back like a score to second place and turned around and scored a second or a third on a maiden level drop or anything like that. This horse has not done that. Okay, then we go to the 5, Spanish Coyote. The same crap. This horse does not do anything after a good run. All right, like, look. Back in June 1st of 2018, ran second by a half. All right, so people are now, shit, we got a live one here. Next time out, runs 8th by 15 lengths. You can't do that. There's no consistency there. This horse has run 3rd, August 25th. You think, okay, we got a live beat. Next time out at Hawthorne, boom, goes 9th by 21. Now it ran 3rd behind Chettle, and I don't know. I just don't know about it. But I do know that there's this one horse here that I really like, and we're going to call this one the Red on Tap. What the hell am I saying? We're going to call this one. The name of this one is Red on Tap. It's a Molina's on the horse, Mike Durham. And if we're talking going route, man, traditionally, Mike Durham is the man, and I'm going to go with Red on Tap, and this gelding three-year-old, I think, can do the job here. Great connections. You got Durham at 21% clip so far, and you got Juan Molina at 24% clip. Something is in the air here with this horse, and I'm jumping on board at 9-2. If they're going to take the 7-5 Chettle and five horse Spanish Coyote at 8-5, so be it. But you know what? I just don't think that they're worth that price. That I'm not seeing it. I'm going with the 3. I debated this back and forth, and I even took it to the show here 5 minutes ago. But you know what? Boom. I'm going with Red on Tap, the 3 horse in the first leg. Let's move on to race number 2. Hey, do we still have any fans out there in Africa?
Mauritius.
Have we checked that?
I have not looked up recently.
I haven't done a show in ages, so I wouldn't think Mauritius is too much into my show right now. Second race here, we got a racing claiming 3,200 going 6 furlongs, and we got the 3 here, Affirmative Song. A 7-year-old that looks like all the beef on this one, folks. We're going to follow that up with the 2 horse, Wildwood Summertime. And 2019, not too shabby, a 1st and a 2nd. And we're going to take Trouncer here to wrap up my trifecta. So we're going with a 3-2-6. Let's check out the 3 right now. The 3 is Affirmative Song. And this is, again, Mike Durham, Juan Molina, 8-5. I'm on board here, guys. You are a legit 8-5 horse, and I think that you're going to win this race. And I'm going to follow that up with the 2. Another chalk, 2-1, Wildwood Summertime. And this is Walter Johnson and Javier Simpson. And, I just think that the horse hasn't done anything wrong in 2019, running a 1st by 4, a 2nd by 4, and a 2nd by 1.5. I know that's 5.5 furlongs, but you know what? This horse was getting stronger, closing in. So this is why I like the 2 to come in 2nd. If you guys like box those two as well. Exact the box. If you don't have that much confidence in the three over the two, go ahead. Exact the box. That's fine with me. But I like the six here. I like the six here, Trouncer, to pick up the pieces here. I don't think you're going to get paid a lot, but I think this horse, Trouncer, will make up a lot of ground here with the tiring horses that are just going to be fading. So I got a 3-2-6 in the second race here, my friends. That's what I have.
Jono, just to let you know, yes, some people in Mauritius are still listening to the show.
God bless them. You got to be kidding. We still got Mauritius out there.
Still got Mauritius.
What about Ireland?
Yes.
You're going to look up Ireland too?
A couple from Ireland, yes.
All right, beautiful. We still got Irish people and Mauritius people. All right. So what language do Mauritius people speak? Are they Mauritians or...
Wow, that one I'm going to have to look up.
Are they Dutch or what are they? They're all off by South Africa, right?
They're way off the coast of Africa.
Okay. I'm just wondering what language... I was thinking Dutch. I don't know. If you guys are out there, message me. Well, you are out there.
Hold on. I'm looking it up.
All right. Well, I'm going to go to third race here. You just jump in when you find the answer. Third race, we got a mile 70 claiming 3,200. And I like this horse here, Commander's Castle. By the way, my horse, Garrison Commander, beat all these chumps at one time last year. How about that? But Commander's Castle here at 5-1, trainer Kenny Jensen. Always a tough Javier Diego being in the front now. I've always stressed that because Javier likes to take the horse to the front. There's no front competition here. Commander's Castle gets his way. This is the way Garrison Commander used to run against this group. I'm sorry. I had to belch there. Commander's Castle, I think, will take the front. Diego's a perfect front runner, too. I don't know if they could catch this horse. I really don't. You're going to have Nafer's Best out there. You're going to have... Little Ars Last. I didn't race against this one. And then you got Alvin Ortiz here at 30% win clip. So that's not bad. You got Mike Durham on that one. And but yeah, I don't see it. I don't see it, Mr. Ticker Talker. I see this one being a one horse race here, and I think Javier Diego gets the job done. And I'm looking at I don't know. Everything behind that is it's about even. So I'm going to go with Commander's Castle at 5-1. I'm taking down some chalk here. Kenny, I think you'll have this horse ready too. Kenny Jansen, that is. By the way, man, that guy is unreal on Facebook. Kenny Jansen. Anyway, let's move on to race number four. Race number four, we got a maiden special weight. Not really a maiden special weight, but I don't know what the hell you call that. Just a maiden race. But I can't call it that. I got to call it maiden special weight. I'm sorry. There's no weight involved in it, though. We're going to jump on the chalk here to five horse. Gay Libs Royal at 3-5. Why not? Why the hell not? I'm jumping on Gay Libs Royal at 3-5. He gets the big diploma here, but here's the kicker. You're not going to make any money off Gay Libs Royal, but you got to put it with a horse, okay? That's where you're going to make the money. A little bit of... payback here, because I got to give you one. Everyone's jumping on the 3-5 horse here with Scotty Becker. We're going to take the 5 horse, Galeb's Royal, 3-5. All right, so we've established that. That's our big play, but here's the kicker. Everyone's taking the 3-5 horse. All right, we've got that, but we need an exacta. We need a cold exacta here, and I'm taking Eddie S. and Price horse here, the 6 horse, at 6-1. First time LASIKs. We're going with Javier Diego, not bad workouts, but Eddie S. and Price on first-timers, he's nearly 15%, folks. And maiden special weight, he's at almost 30% clip, all right? These are stats that aren't ignored here with me. I know we got the five horse here, Galeb's Royale. It's going to be a badass. 3-5, it's going to come through, and you're going to be throwing what is that? What kind of leaves they throw at the Romans when they used to come back in town? Like, it wasn't lemon.
Oh, man, I don't know that one.
But you know what I'm talking about, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, in any case, there's going to be Rosebud being thrown at this Galeb's Royale. But, hey, you want to make some money, take the six behind it, okay? Go 5-6 on a straight exacta here. Halo's Coacher. Coacher. Not a coacher. What is that? C-O-U-T-U-R. C-O-U-T-U-R.
Couture?
Couture.
No. Man.
I said couture, and I thought of someone playing with something. I don't know. See, this is why people love this show. It comes right from the heart.
Cowder?
Cowder? It can't be cowder. Well, whatever the hell it is. It's the sixth horse here. I don't know who the hell named this horse. Shelly S. and Price, probably Eddie's wife. I don't know what the hell that means. But
it says it's French. And
French.
It means cost.
Cost.
Yes.
Well, I'll tell you what. You will get a little bit of a cost here. Probably an $8 exacta here on the 5-6. That's what I'm thinking. All right? That's all I got for you guys in the fourth race. Moving on to the fifth race here. Oh, another beautiful maiden claiming 4,000. A lot of brain being used on these horses, I'll tell you. Jump on the one horse, Red Dirt Road. Trainer John Cox, Diego with the mount, has been running against Tougher at Oaklawn, getting its ass handed to him. I got to tell you, the horse wasn't doing anything. And then it came to Fairmount Park and ran a solid second place here. Lost by 1.5. And I'm telling you, might have found the right gig. They dropped it in value. John knows how to do this, how to get this thing going. Maiden claiming 4,000, almost bottom barrel, and the horse comes through here, finishing second. And you know what? It did have the crowd's money going off at close to 1.5 to 1. So this time, I think Red Dirt gets the road done. Red Dirt Road, 2 to 1, the one horse. And let's see who we're following that up with. And we're going to follow that up with News Alert. News Alert, the 3-to-1 horse, and that's Mike Durham and Juan Molina. I'm seeing a trend here. All right? So we got Mike Durham here on the 3-to-1. Mike Durham with News Alert, and that's Juan Molina at 3-to-1 following the one horse. And again, if you want to box it, go ahead and box it. I don't care. It's your money. I'm just here to help you and inform you. I'm an informative type of guy, I tell you. All right, so let's move on here. Wait, you know what? I wasn't done with that one. I think I have. I got one horse in this race here that might just come up for second here, okay? Might just ruin that 2-to-1 and that 3-to-1, and that's the 9-horse, the 8-to-1 Bob's Brass Dancer. Bob's Brass Dancer is a closer, my friends, and Bob's going to have that. Bob's going to be coming down that stretch pretty good. You know what show I really like? I like that cartoon show, the animation show, Bob's Burgers.
Yeah.
God damn it, I love that show. Do you ever watch that show?
I actually haven't watched that one.
You haven't watched that one? But I got you on that What We Do in the Shadows, right?
Yes. Still watching that one.
Hell of a good show.
Great show.
You guys got to check that out. What's that on?
FX.
It's on FX. It's on Wednesdays.
Yeah.
And what's that? What's the name of that?
What We Do in the Shadows.
It's about vampires, all right? I think you guys will love it. It's funny. It's sarcastic. It's kind of like the show Office, but they're vampires.
And raunchier.
And I kind of compare you to Colin.
Yes.
I got you.
And I compare you to Laszlo.
I don't mind Laszlo at all. I don't think you mind Collins either. All right, let's move on here. Where the hell am I going with this show? All right, let's move on to race number six. Race number six, we got a 6 furlong claiming 3,200, fillies and mares. About as even as you can find here, folks. There's no speed in the race but the one horse, and that's Foxy's Beauty, and that's a Teddy Randazzo horse. What was that song a couple of years ago we played with Teddy Randazzo all the time? It fired Teddy up too, man.
I still don't know.
Yeah. All right. Well, you got one thing to do, and you can't find that
song. I'm sorry. I don't know.
It's all right. And Teddy's got Molina on this one. to the front and don't look back. That's the mentality on this horse here. I think Foxy's Beauty gets the job done. There's no speed. There's no speed here. And Juan's going to have, Molina's going to have this horse right there, sitting right there. There's going to be horses coming up to it on the outside. Hey, he's just going to be sitting on the horse, not sitting on him, but just kicking back, holding it, and unleashes Foxy's Beauty. And might win by 6 or 7 here. This mare's 9 years old, has all the experience in the world, 28 starts, 12 wins, 6 seconds, and 3/3. So Foxy's Beauty, kind of wear down with the beauty. I mean, mare, 9 years old, maybe not so foxy anymore. You know what I'm saying? But in any case, we'll be in the winner's circle getting a picture taken. I got Foxy's Beauty on top. What do I have for second here, huh? She might hear some footsteps, though. She might hear some footsteps around that turn. These are the two horses that give me that trifecta feel, and that's Waddle at 4-1, and that's Dan O'Halloran. This is my guy. This is the guy I was telling you guys about. You know, he loves his horses. He loves his track, and he's going to show a lot of conviction on this race here. He's going to have Waddle fired up. He's going to have he's going to have war paint on his face. Waddle's going to be up for it. But I just don't know if they could take down the one horse. I got the three horse there, Catherine Eugenia. I think Catherine Eugenia is a type of horse that could get in the mix here. Definitely, if you guys want to make some money here with Jono's picks, I would say go $5 trifecta, 1-2-3. $5 trifecta, 1-3-2. How about that? Or if it's Jono betting here, I would go $20, 1-2-3. Or I would go $20 on a 1-3-2. That's only me, though. Don't bet like me, because I've never really busted the bank over there either. So, you know what? I'm not, yeah, I do good. I do good. When I get cautious, I do good. When I go freelance and play like, oh, I'm playing with their money now, that's when I take a big hit. But I'm very confident that the one's going to come ahead here of the 2 and the 3 or the 3 and the 2. That's what I got. Seventh race is our finale. Our finale, my friends. Do you think my Irish friends like that or my English friends like that?
I had no idea what accent you were doing.
God damn it. That was my English.
It sounded more Scottish to me than anything. All right. But you know, you can't get that stuff mixed up.
No, I don't know. I'm an Armenian imitating someone. You never hear Irish dudes imitating Armenian dudes, though, do you?
I have never heard of that happening.
Exactly.
If we have any Irish fans out there, go ahead and send us some audio of Irishmen pretending to be Armenian.
All right. Seventh race, claiming 3,200. We got a 6-furlong race. I'm jumping on the horse that I've used to, you know, I used to rip on this horse a little bit, going over his head, and always proved me wrong and always done really well. And I'm jumping on Green Means Go here. And I'll tell you why. Green Means Go has not run in this type of a low field. All right. Green Means Go. I'm thinking this partnership here, this LLC is saying, hey, you know what? We haven't been to the damn winner's circle since July 31st of 2018. We want to get in here, Gerald. Gerald's the trainer. All right. Gerald's the trainer, Gerald Butler. And they got Victor Santiago on this horse. They're mixing it up. This is a Juan Molina horse. And they went with Santiago. They're mixing everything up here. They want to get to the circle. They want things to go right with Green Means going. I think the position they put this horse in, I think this horse will respond to this, okay? I like Green Means Go. 5-2 is not a bad payday here on this horse. I hope to God I can get this at 5-2 because I think this horse is going to go at possibly a 4-5. That's what I'm thinking here. Yeah, the ownership, the barn, they've had enough of that. They haven't seen anything since July 31st. I really think that this is a live spot for the horse, and it gets the job done. And, you know, this is what I'm saying here on my trifecta. You got to find a 2-horse. Hopefully it could go to 2-1 or 3-1, all right? No more than that. Stay right there. And then I got this one old closer here that used to be around when I ran my Garrison Commander last year and the year before, and that is Jack and John. Jack and John, this 9-year-old gelding. I'll tell you what, man. This horse finished off in November 9th of 2018, coming in just the way it always likes to run, always likes to close late. And this horse, I think, has had good, okay works. I think it's had a nice rest. Don't let the time off fool you here. I think Jack and John here, Kevin Wilborn at 25% clip. He only puts out good horses that are ready to go. I don't know if Javier Diego. Now, this is where I get things mixed up here because Javier Diego likes to go to the front. But when he's on Jack and John, this guy knows how to come from behind. Somehow, Diego likes to come from behind off pace with Jack and John. I don't know what the hell chemistry they got going here, but Javier Diego on Jack and John is the right call here. I look for Uriel Lopez wasn't bad either. I don't know what's happened to Uriel. Again, I haven't been to the track in a while here. All right, don't bust my ass. If something happened to Uriel, I'm sorry about that. But, yeah, Diego fills in really well here, and I look for Jack and John to come in second. So what I'm looking at here is my seventh race, my trifecta. It's not going to cost you that much. No, don't worry about that. Green Means Go will be the center of attention, all right, as well it should. Green Means Go should be on top. Then we're going to go with All for second, and then we're going to go for Jack and Jill getting third. Well, we're going to back that. Not Jack and Jill. Jack and what the hell's his name? What the hell's his name? Jack and John, not Jack and Jill. What the hell am I saying? I'm thinking of Jack and Jill.
They went up a hill.
Yeah. To fill a
pail of water.
To fill a pail of water.
Yeah.
Why the hell would you fill a pail of water? You got Jill coming up with you at this mountain. I tell you, there's a lot of things I could do besides, oh, you got that pail with you? No, bullshit. I don't want you with that pail. I want you under that tree with me. That's the Jill that I'm looking for. I don't want you to carry a damn pail.
I didn't
water.
Understand why they went up a hill if, like, they were going to a well. It's like, why would they go up a hill to, like, a well? It's like, who builds a well on a hill? Like, you always build the well down in the lowlands.
That's
so
a good call.
I didn't get it.
Well, yeah, I think he fooled Jill like that, too, because Jill knew what was going to happen up that hill.
Yeah.
And then Village Idiot actually pulls out a pail and says, let's fill it up with water.
Yeah, and then he falls down.
Oh, like you're a complete douchebag, John. Or Jack. Yeah, not John. All right, so that's what we got here. We got Jack and John finishing second as well. We're going to go with Green Means Go. We got a 1-6 all, and we got a 1-6. All right, that's a winning ticket, my friends, and it's not going to cost you that much either. That's our racing for Saturday night, and I just like to say, I don't know how many people are going to be out there. I hope Fairmont Park shows the Blues game, because I'm telling you right now, we're going to have a lot of people not show up at Fairmont Park for this one. I really think Stanley Cup's a big deal. But, again, Fairmont could be smart and put this right there in the middle here. Let everyone see the game. Huh? And you're nodding.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
I agree, too. All right, Brian, that's our show, man. Hey, folks, I know. I don't want to hear it about you haven't been on the show. You haven't been doing it. We've been missing. I get all that. I do get that, but I got so many things going on right now. And you know what? I'll bring guests too. You know, we got a couple months more going here. I got to tell you, folks, too. I had a little stomach surgery done, and I had that sleeve surgery. I've already lost like 50 pounds. All right. I'm really into it. Can't eat worth a shit, though. I mean, I have one or two bites. I went to a barbecue place with pulled pork and barbecue beans and mac and cheese. I've been eating that for the last 4 days on one session. I mean, this is like one plate that I can't even finish it. So 4 times now during lunch, I just keep putting it in the refrigerator here at Lineup Media. But that's what I'm telling you. I've been doing a lot of. I'm trying to get myself real healthy. So when you guys see me at the track, you know, I can't even drink beer right now. All right. So don't be bringing me beer. I don't want to see your beer. It'll kill me. All right, folks, that's our show for this week. Anything you guys want to throw my way, message me at our site here. What's our site here, Brian? And Facebook and all that.
Fairmount Park Podcast.
What about our .com?
That's this .com.
Okay,
FairmountParkPodcast.com.
Okay, what about our...
On Facebook, they can find us at Race Day at Fairmount Park.
Sounds good to me. Sounds good to me. You folks take care. Let's cash in some winning tickets, and we'll see you next time.
Tune in next week for another episode of Race Day at Fairmount Park on the lineupmedia.fm network. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or through our website, FairmountParkPodcast.com, and follow the show on Facebook and Twitter. There's a perfect time when you're tempted. This podcast was a presentation of lineupmedia.fm.